Yes, sir. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA Podcast. We are the Dirty South Phillies. I'm your boy, Sean.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Teddy.
Yes, Lord. It's your country cousin, L Boogie, baby. What's happening, people?
And this is the podcast where anything and everything will get talked about, discussed, laughed at, picked at, so on, so on.
Joe will.
So on.
Y'all.
What's up, good
Black people? Yeah, live and well. I missed the workout day, too.
No,
I missed
okay.
Friday, too.
It's okay. Everybody needs a rest
It's
day.
Not.
Everybody needs a rest day.
Yeah, I rest on Saturday and Sunday.
You didn't make it up?
I couldn't make it up. This Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
Been coaching all got that weekend.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been raising my voice. Get back. God damn it.
Nigga got that field jacket.
Watch your backside. Man cut middle. Shit. Been yelling all weekend. Shout out to them baby Booker Tigers. Brought home seventh, eighth grade boy. Brought home first play championship. Yeah, Lord.
Hey, as always, man, shout out to everybody that put with the Instagram page, who been hitting the YouTube page. You had no videos in the last 2 weeks, but you know,
it's
just
all good.
Mind that we get that, we'll get that
right. I can't leave out of everybody. Shout out to them girls, baby book tigers, high school, elementary, and both middle school squad. Yeah, we went up this weekend, made debut. Debut for the high school and the girls. This their first tournament and first AAU squad.
It's always fun when they do their tournament.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So, shout out to my crew.
Some good topics for y'all.
What we got today?
To drop right into
today. Who got the topic today?
It's in Teddy's
It's
coming.
On you.
Me. So,
yes,
I know most of y'all don't heard about the 14-year-old that fell off the roller coaster at Icon Park. His
Jesus.
Name, correct me if I'm wrong, is Terrio Simpson.
Tyree Simpson.
Yeah, she said Terrio. Gave a whole.
Terrio.
Terrio, damn.
I'm so sorry
about that.
A whole nother land.
A whole nother land.
But yeah, he fell off the roller coaster at Icon Park. Unfortunately, he passed away. I think he would have benefited from a seatbelt being hooked on in front of him, because I think he slipped off up under it. I'm not for sure, but you could hear at the beginning, if y'all seen the video, you could hear at the beginning of the video where a woman asked them what happened to the seatbelt in between the seats before he even started. And
oh, wow.
The worker said, we don't have those no more.
I'm through. I'm getting up.
But I always thought them ride had
seatbelts. Yeah, but that one.
Like
even the little part here has like a little seatbelt hook on it to where when you pull it down,
well,
and you take that and clip it in. About like the Batman ride at Six Flags. When it come down, it has a belt strap on that part that come down.
Yeah.
It has a belt strap on that. And once you pull that down to all them clicks and it locked, then you take the belt part and click, and click it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they always come by snatching on it, pulling on it.
But the thing is, that was the only ride at that park that let him on. Every other ride told him he was too big, like overweight. His
wow.
size was too
big.
He was big. I want to say.
He's 14. He probably was 6 foot.
He said he played football.
I want to say he was 6'2", 6'3".
Damn.
273 pounds.
He was one of the best football players on their football team.
So he was a stud.
Yeah, he was a stud on their football team.
That's messed up. Prayers up to the family.
That was the only ride that let him on. You can clearly see in the video that he wasn't secure.
Yeah.
He wasn't.
When I saw it, I saw how far up the damn thing was. And I'm like, man, this thing ain't supposed to be that high up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're supposed to go down and click some more.
Yeah.
But I guess they were saying it was up that high because that's what.
How big he was. But still. Y'all.
They should have seen him and said, okay, you can't ride.
We safety reason,
but
we can't let you get
on. But as they was going up, you can also hear another worker say, left side, seatbelt. I don't know if they checked the left side.
I bet you they did. And this ride rises nearly 400 feet and and free falls from the top at approximately 75 miles an hour.
Woo! Boy, that ain't even interstate highway speed. Woo! Now, the interstate, you going at the most 60. Damn! That's crazy.
That is
that's just fucked up.
Okay. Yeah, I hope he found
big ass lawsuit. For real.
The ride is closed indefinitely now. But the park did not shut down,
did
not.
No, they ain't gonna shut down.
So you mean tell me they kept operating?
They shut down the next day after that
evening. No, they you know what they were gonna do now? They were gonna investigate that ride.
And that's it.
Yep. That's how a lot of those big parks do it. If something malfunction on that one ride and somebody get hurt, it depends on how severe it was.
They just
but most
on
of them, they'll just close that area down, investigate the whole ride. See, places like Six Flags, for instance,
yeah,
they do an inspection every morning. Like before yeah. they park open.
Yeah.
Disney World, Universal, Walt Disney.
That's why you had me standing at the gate 2-3 hours.
Yeah, like it's
the damn,
they go through a whole
let nigga in.
Every morning.
Going through them inspections. Like they actually put some of the employees on the roller coaster.
Yeah. The engineers and stuff get on. Yeah, the engineers and stuff get on there.
They
get
on
ride through.
And ride through it.
And in this case, I don't know how big this amusement park. Yeah, I know we were just saying Orlando got a bunch of little like some of them almost look like little pop up fairs or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
But little put together.
I don't know how this park is, but
damn.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people sat in that seat before he did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I don't think the ride haven't been open for that long.
It couldn't have been.
I want to say probably been like 2 to 3 years it's been open.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's fairly new. And I want to say it's one of the fastest free fall rides.
I jumped through it.
Yeah. It got to be 75 miles.
Shit.
What you say that shit we call this shit for that?
The one we arachnophobia. Know?
I did that one time.
Because you know, before.
That was it.
But you know, before they had that, they had the free fall.
I never rode that.
But you know, in the free fall, it was an actual cart.
Oh, no, I did ride it with
you. It was a cart. You sit in it.
Okay.
And then, you know what I'm saying? And it goes straight. Like, it has a seat belt and everything. And you sit in it, and it goes straight up. But then when it drop, you drop fast. But when you get through, you laying down.
That day ride, you lost your keys on.
Lost my damn car
key. Lost the key.
First ride of the day, Teddy. Teddy,
hey,
first ride of the day, Teddy.
We get on now. We happen to be on that lit ride. Get out here, like,
bro.
Man, where the hell are my keys?
Where my keys at, bro?
Motherfucker on a roller coaster.
Lost damn. Them bitches.
We just got them.
Had to call my mama though to bring the spare keys.
That's crazy.
Soon as we got out the phone. Let's get back to it. I'm going to let it kill today, Teddy. No.
I can do
it right. What roller coaster next? Huh? Going on over here to the screen machine.
I can do a ride like that because you sitting in a cart.
Yeah, like you sitting in, and it's four of y'all. It was four of y'all in this cart. Everybody got their own individual seat belt. And like I said, you like your back up against the wall, everything, and you go up.
They ain't got
up.
That no more, dude. They still got that.
That's what replaced it. No, the arachnophobia.
Yeah,
that's what replaced it.
No shit like that.
Once they brought that in, they shut up and down.
But this ain't the first accident that happened on a ride, on one of those rides. Y'all remember when it didn't stop and it just
slammed all the way to the ground.
It broke everybody's leg.
No.
It was probably in a different park.
Yeah, it was a different
park. It was the same type of ride.
Yeah, it was the same type of ride.
Damn.
Shit.
Bye.
No, sir. I can barely hold my shit together on a regular ass roller coaster.
Right.
Yeah. Like, trying
you
to
know
ride
that,
shit like
that. The ride that they have where the whole thing goes in a circle, but then you got two parts that go in a circle with it, so you doing like this, one of them bitches came loose and swung all the way out. Yeah.
There's a couple rides I just won't ride.
Yeah.
That
one on.
I ride actual roller coasters.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
this
simple.
Shit. Yeah. It let you do this one time.
Like,
and
one or two loops.
Don't give
that's
me no more than two. And then Jake just throw me around like this a couple times. Go up, down, up, down. And I'm good.
Anytime you get on a roller coaster, you risk it. Yeah, you risking it. But I would not get on them things that got to sit in it like a swing.
The swing and your ass just out in the air, just swinging around, feet just dangling and shit. And then before you know it, one of them chains just unhook, break every chain, huh?
Y'all, in the name of Jesus.
I can't do it. Break every chain.
Every damn chain. Y'all coming with me. Fuck
you. Oh, boy, that's crazy. Yeah. That is crazy.
They call it the drop tower, right?
Yeah, it drops. Name. Yeah, it drops.
Man, it fucked up.
And the crazy thing is, like you said, with like Six Flags, Disney World, you know, they do their inspection daily. No days off with it. Even in bad weather, they still doing inspection.
Yeah, no days off.
And okay, good luck. Let's see you. Good luck later. But they they got like a free fall type of ride in Disney World. Tower of Terror.
Oh yeah.
The Tower of Terror. And, you know, it's an ass. It's like a way they had you set up. Where they had you set up in that bitch, it's like movie theater seats almost. Yeah. And they got y'all ass in rows. And they take your ass up so many towers. And then that shit open up and you just seeing the whole part. And then that thing, you know, shit get dark and that bitch just drop.
I can do shit like that.
I've never done it.
I can do it. Because I done seen it, right? It look better than me just dangling in the goddamn
car.
You know what I'm saying? At least I'm sitting in something.
And your feet is rested. Yeah. Like,
it's some under my feet, it's some on the side, and it's some over the top of me.
And from my understanding, if I'm not mistaken, they have actual like airbags up on the bottom of them.
I should hope so.
Like big ass airbags up on them. So like, you know, for I guess emergency purposes, that bitch drop and don't stop. At least you got them airbags to kind of take some of that hit. But ain't no more free falling for me unless it's out the plane.
Right.
I'm planning on doing no shit like that.
That's what I
would
do.
Shit is fucking fun.
So you gonna jump out of an airplane
to get
on the roller coaster?
Yeah.
It's actually not bad.
Sound like a better trade off. That do not sound like a better trade off, bro.
My hands shall malfunction. Like,
Your hand
ain't gonna malfunction, but what the fuck if your brain do? You fall.
And it really
I ain't holding by myself.
It really ain't you doing it.
You doing like that.
So you gonna
it's
be attached.
Dude.
Yeah, you gonna be.
Oh, you gonna.
Nah, she gonna. Yeah, like they. She's gonna do a free fall. Like she gonna.
And if the parachute don't go, I ain't gonna roll. They gonna be look whoever hit her. We
better roll. Mm-mm. Get it off of you, this nigga. Fuck this shit. Nigga, we finna roll your ass off your backside.
The man might have a chance to pull out the spell. She done freaked out and
rolled.
I mean, he can pull it out. Then we just gonna
work. Fucked all of it up.
Lady, I need you to stop, lady.
And she's still like,
The shit didn't open, nigga. Good luck.
This shit wasn't working, damn it. I told y'all we'll do it in the plane. If it don't come out, damn it, we rolling.
I'm sorry.
Roll them.
Yeah, it does not sound like a
plane. But yeah, when you
go on a roller coaster,
when you go skydiving, you attached to something like that. Like they take you through a course. Before you go, they take you through a course.
I don't need a course. Just do what the fuck you got to do.
And then
just let us get on the grind. I don't got no shit, but we don't survive. That's it.
If I'm not mistaken, they don't attach to you until you get on the plane and get up in the air. Then y'all attach. And then once you get so far up, 20 or 30,000, they do it. As soon as you go out, all that wind is pushing all your skin back. But I had to do shit by myself.
Yeah. y'all been talking about that. You saw it damn sure was a big guy. Wish he would have made it through that jump.
Bro, you know what though?
I freak out a bit for
I would rather.
I freak out.
I would rather skydive than, God, what we call it? What we call it? No. That too, I ain't doing no fucking bungee jump. Fuck that. If it's over a body of water, I'll bungee jump.
I'm gonna bungee jump over.
I ain't gonna be like, oh, old boy on
Hillary Banks! Yes, Trevor! Will you marry me?
Everybody here, they watching to see everybody here be like this.
Nah, I ain't
doing no bungee jumping.
Oh,
I want to do the shit at the amusement park.
Paragliding. When you coming off the when you coming off the helicopter on the rope, I would rather skydive than do that. That shit is fucking why.
Paragliding.
Yeah, well. Oh, yeah. Yeah, when they like the military and the helicopter hover over.
Do the shit.
Yeah, your ass got that, bro. No. If your ass ain't got the right gloves on, maybe fuck your hands up. And if you ain't got the right hand-eye coordination, you dead. Cause at any you gonna step out and grab that motherfucker, but by the time you drop, you literally you holding the rope, but you're not holding the rope.
Yeah, cause you.
You gotta slide.
Oh yeah.
So if you having to relax, that rope is moving. So your ass got damn grip and don't grip nothing. Exactly, damn.
Fell out the damn helicopter.
Right. So if you don't do that shit the proper way, like you'll fuck your wrist up. Cause think about it, when you coming down one hill. Get your break. You feel?
I'm thinking you like this, goddamn.
No, you're not wrong. Because you got some that will come down like this. But then you got some that come down. Because they used to goddamn kicking off walls and coming off walls, going through windows and shit. They be repelling down off walls. So some are comfortable that way coming out the helicopter. They grab that motherfucker, take that rope, that bitch be goddamn rolled up all up again here. Just
because I'm just like, what if I reach back down and don't grab that bitch the third time?
Like, what if you don't grab
no, because
it,
before you even step out, you're going to grab it here, wrap it around, and grab it before you even step out. It's already in your hand. I was like, nah, I'd rather just skydive and.
Yeah, you gotta be that guy. You gotta be that nigga, goddamn, come down the rope holding yourself. And fuck off.
Now, I can parallel. Damn, goddamn. Come down. Man. Yeah, I can come down off a wall. That ain't nothing. That's easier. But that helicopter, that shit, the hell.
I was just saying, I don't even do the little ride at the shit when they strap you in and they swing you out.
Oh, yeah.
Motherfucker been trying to get me to do this shit.
I had said I would try.
Crazy as hell. You think I'm getting on that? I'm not getting on
that. Swing your ass
again. I remember the first time I ever saw one in person. I was like, what the fuck?
Who would want to do it? My friend did
it.
They did
it. What if I shoot out this motherfucker? You do it though, man. You got shit. Type nigga go to a theme park and just got to ride everything.
Except for the goddamn ninja.
I'm riding.
Fuck, well, it's called the.
I don't care what it's called. I'm
it's something different. It's a different name. Same goddamn ride. Yeah. Fuck that ride at Six Flags.
No.
But I ride all the rest of them though.
I ain't never heard but first say they got off of that bitch and had fun. Everybody be like, oh, shit hurt.
Man, shit hurt. I got headache. God damn.
It's a ninja, nigga. Uh-oh.
Exactly. But see, my thing is, I don't even like to go on weekends.
Too many people.
Because I'm a big roller coaster rider. Yeah. So I don't like to go on weekends. Because one, I don't want to pay that. I will, but I don't want to pay that extra money for no skill line.
If I'm in there,
let me go Monday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Ted, I used to take a group of kids there or something, right? Six Flags. They used to always beg me, Miss A, can we please go on Saturday or Sunday? Like, no, y'all trying to ride roller coasters, right? I'm like, yeah. I said, nah, just trust me. Just trust me. We're going to have fun. Like, it's in on the weekday. Just trust me. Man, I took the motherfuckers on a week. The first time we went, it was a Wednesday. Every roller coaster we got on, we rode that bit five times.
Really?
We rode that bit five times. I'm talking about as soon as we got off, we went right on right back in the line. They're like, yep, let's do it. We rode every roller coaster that we got on, we rode it five times before we went to the next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Condom Park went back. And then the people that was there was mostly seniors and people with kids.
Yeah.
Like little bitty babies, so you know where they at. Yeah.
Well, that's what people don't understand about amusement or theme park or some shit like that.
The weekend,
that.
We so people used to like
going on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. But then that's when you got your teenagers, your young adults, and everybody else.
Everybody
else. Oh, now you finna spend a whole 2 3 hours.
Every year, we went, to be honest, and I'm surprised it wasn't a lot of people there. We went on Friday.
Mm.
It wasn't a lot of people.
Yeah.
For real?
That makes sense, though.
But yeah, how they in the city, in the street.
That makes sense.
They already out in the city, in the street, because shit, Pride.
Think about it.
Oh my God.
Think about it.
Lyft, Pride Week. Oh.
Bang.
What? Bang. Bye. I caught that shit. What was it? The year, what was it? 2018. Right before COVID. And I ain't even know it was Pride Weekend. Just having to drop somebody off in the area that they hang out at. And so I just asked, I said, what's going on? Like, party going on? He's like, yeah, man, Pride Week. I'm like, oh, okay. So y'all out here. He started laughing, like, yeah, we're going to party. I said, okay, well, y'all be safe. But boom, soon as I drop him off, boom, like, everybody, I'm picking him up. They either leaving, finna go to another spot from where they was, or picking them up from home, taking them to the city in the middle of the street. So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, you better than me. I was like, I want weekend.
So, I can see why they won't be packed.
Yeah, it wasn't
on Pride Day like that. But I see why they won't be packed.
I'm trying to think, was you with me that night? We was like, one night just riding, and we didn't even know that shit was going on.
We two car deep. Jermaine took us into
it. We didn't even know that shit was going on.
Our homeboy said, look, we
just cruising through it alone.
Daddy, we.
That nigga turned down a street.
Daddy, we be
everywhere. But I'm looking, I'm just like.
Hey,
bro,
what
women
at? Yeah, I think it was me, you,
where
and
no
D.
Women?
I think it was me, you, and D Block in the car with me driving. And then our homeboy Jermaine.
He turned us on the street.
Who was it? Jermaine, Sam, and somebody else in the car with him. So we, like you said, we just decided, you know, we bored. Y'all let go to the city. We just gonna ride around, bust a few blocks. Wrong Jermaine city. Said, we got the one spot. We like, man, what else y'all want to do? He was like, man, y'all follow me. So I bet. So we ride.
Hell nah.
Then we hit what, about 3 blocks?
I think.
My boy said, man, where the hell we at? So by
this
now.
This shit wasn't looking right, Ted.
He said, Monty, this shit don't look right, bro. So by then, I'm like, yeah, bro, I ain't used to this shit.
First
when we come to the city and ride. Because normally me and him will do it on the lot. Like,
Ted.
We ain't got shit to do. We just jump in the car and go ride around in the city.
The crazy like, thing is, we turn on the street. Ain't nobody saying nothing, but all the lights on the street is like a pinkish color.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then I'm the, like, what the look, fuck?
Flags is flying. My all kind of flags. Yeah.
I'm looking like.
It's just flying, Ted.
Ain't all nobody
said shit. It's everywhere. Ain't nobody said shit. We just ride. Bussing block. Boom. Bussing block. Boom. And before you know it, my ball like, man, where the hell we at, man?
I couldn't take this
shit. Here.
I had to let them niggas know. I was like, hey, bro. Hey. I don't see what you're like. What,
and the crazy part was D-Block. My cousin D-Block in the back. He's so calm with it. Yeah, bro, this shit don't look right.
Yeah,
yeah, bro, this shit don't look right.
I just knew the minute we turned on that street, I knew from us being us, this ain't what we supposed to do. Yeah. The first thing I know is all the fucking lights on the street were like a pinkish color.
Pinkish.
And I'm just riding, I'm like.
So you know they lit this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, people everywhere. Everywhere. They're walking in the street.
Yeah, where the hell are these people going? Like, what? You know what the move is? This is not the move.
Oh, yeah,
that shit
like
crazy. That shit was crazy. And I'm talking about the way he said, follow me, was so confident.
He didn't know where the fuck he was going.
Right. But he was like, nah, fuck y'all, follow me.
Hell no.
So I'm like, all right, bet.
Never do no shit.
I know, like I said, when me and him go to the city, we don't have no set destination. We just,
if we see somewhere we want to go,
we're going to
stop.
I need a destination.
Yeah. Like, if we
just
see
that bullshit in yeah. Anyway, but we if just, we pull up, it's a club, it's popping.
Like, bro, let's go check this shit out.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, we, man, we
but if we
right.
See something like,
I need to know where I'm going.
If we see something like, damn, bro, let's go eat right now real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some shit like that, because we done seen it on TV. You like, hey, what?
Yeah.
But other than that, we just be up there just bullshit.
We be down here bored for one. Don't shit be going on down here in Griffin. So
like, then folks be like, well, shit, I'd rather get out and ride than just sit at home and be bored. Yeah, me bored. I might see something.
Yeah, like, got $2 salt.
Well, I don't do that now.
Shit, hell no. Shit, I remember one time we took $6. Left Griffin. Rolled around the A, what, about 2, 3, 4, 5? I'm talking about we were up there, rolled around. And came out. Dodge Neon. Put $2. Not that night, we put $2 in. Cause remember we kept $2 in that motherfucker. We put $2.
Yeah, like $2.
Yeah, we put $2 in the tank. We left and went to the city. Rolled around the city. We started the gas station, threw $2 in there. Rolled around some more. Dead ass. Rolled around the city some more.
It was a dog. Boom. Neon.
Stopped at another. Fine speed at that, though. Stopped at another gas station, put $2 in and came home.
It was made for jail.
They called it not, man.
It's all made
that
for.
That shit was luck. See, dog. All because we ain't have shit, dude.
That don't make
no sense. And didn't want to go home.
It was
boring. Boring and fuck. Neither one of them wanted to go
home. I had my homegirl 1 year on her birthday. I'm going to say he went to Area 4, then somewhere in the city by that third place. I said, I'm going home. Fuck that. I said, y'all don't know where y'all
want
to go.
And then, see, it got to a point where we like, well, right around the city kind of boring too, cuz.
Yeah.
So then we started being like, you know what? Fuck it. We just gonna go to the club. And then we went on the street and just going to the club. Mm-hmm. Here we in.
Pick one go club, and we hit that bitch. We became regulars at Club Crump.
Yeah, Club Crump, my shit.
Like we, it got to the point when we walked in that bit and walked up to the bar, it was about two waitresses. When they seen us, yeah, regular, yup. Regular, yup. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I can't ride around too long. You pick one destination, and that
fire
that I have in my mind, we gonna stay there.
This is where we chilling.
Right.
But you gotta think,
I would be like, we had them Ben and Griffin all week, and Friday, yeah. Saturday, or whatever, and it still ain't shit going on.
16,
but I forget how long, man. So, let's gas up and that nigga, let's ride. We better go see something.
Gone.
We especially might not that see nothing.
Especially that year after we graduated.
But that was also a time where Hayne and I were just going to the underground world.
Yeah. Shit.
Something to do.
Yeah, something to do.
We still a little bit, still shopping and shit.
Like, yeah. Even if you just were like, those, like, even those times then, like, you know, you could just go to the mall and walk around.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't want to buy nothing. Or if you wanted to buy
that
something.
That one thing I just refused. Them niggas would do that shit. If I go to the mall, I'm buying something.
Yeah, I'm buying something.
I ain't coming all the way to them to sit on the wall.
I don't even care if
it's a cookie.
I'm buying.
You feel me? I'm getting
something
out this bitch, man.
A pretzel. Hold on, let me go ahead and get the cheese and pretzel real quick.
I am not with the walk coming up here just to stand around, fellas. I'm getting something out of this deal. It's either some shoes.
Damn, though.
We were killing Shannon Mall. Oh, oh.
Shannon Mall was a shit. Shannon Mall was all right until it rolled them all started just.
Yeah.
It rolled them all got so much better. Shannon Mall was straight.
It's like, that just wouldn't catch up. Like, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jada. I'm not coming to the mall just standing around.
I think last time my homegirl wanted me to go to Pandora. Yeah, we'll cook
us some shit.
And it was during Christmas season too. That line was so long in Pandora. I said, I'll be bad. Got me a cinnamon. And I was standing outside the store while she was shopping.
Wagging it up. Oh.
That's a story in all itself, trying to go to a mall in Christmas time.
But what?
That shit don't, the movies and shit make that shit look like that. Well, you got
so
that shit.
So fun?
That shit's not fun at all.
At all.
I never had a problem. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, while they crazy though, you know, these malls now trying to attract people in by putting in like many amusement parks. Y'all ain't seen that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they, you know, motherfuckers ain't shopping traditionally, it's online, so they looking at putting these amusement park type shit inside what some of them already got.
Yeah, so I've had them for years.
Now, that's a ride I would definitely.
Now, they use
I'm
one.
Not getting on a ride in the middle of a fucking mall. Nigga, please. You know, yeah, I don't give a damn what you. Nigga, I won't get on the carousel. Let's start late mall. Hell, I want to get on a roller coaster somewhere in the mall.
Going in circles.
You never been in a roller coaster like this. I think the only inside roller coaster I've ever been on was Space Mountain, Disney. No, that's an inside roller coaster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's in a big ass dome.
Yeah.
Because most of the
Don't Mall of Georgia got a roller coaster?
I think so.
They do.
I think they do.
Never been.
You
really?
Never been on that?
Is it worth it?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All.
That's all I need to know. Appreciate it. That's all I need to know. Appreciate it.
The best mall I've been to is the best deal. And I never missed one.
Mall of Georgia?
Mm-hmm. Augusta. The yeah. mall in Augusta.
Yeah. For real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
I know how that sits.
I come out with babes.
Yeah, I know how that sits. Girls
mall of Georgia.
That's where she from.
You know what? The Mall of Georgia.
The mall. What's he looking at now?
Mall of Georgia is a big ass building with stores in it. It ain't like.
Just big like, ass.
Exclusive. It ain't nothing. I mean, it's just like a mall.
Big ass flea market.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, the flea market don't have nothing but just stores and it just got some of everything. Whole goddamn dealership in that bitch.
But for the area that it in, right? Okay, so like, you can go to Soleil Mall, right?
Yeah.
And not all the time. Most time you know, like, what I want, I know where to go and get this, 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 this. Mm-hmm. So that mall ain't like this.
Yeah.
You feel?
You gotta go to the mall, like, okay, but
you know. Yeah. That mall ain't like this.
You gotta go this direction.
So basically, you gotta have your whole day clear to go to the mall, Joe.
Well, if you just want to see everything in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
What part of Georgia is it in?
Man, I just know we ride for so fucking long. I was just like, if we there yet, damn.
That's all I'm doing.
I'm not gonna ride.
Like an hour and a half.
That shit feel like
forever.
I get
we
sitting in
traffic. Fuck that. If it ain't Disney World, Space Mountain, or Six Flags, I'm good.
Space Mountain is shit. Good inside roller coaster.
I tell you what I really like to do though. It's on the bucket list actually. I want to hit every Six Flags in the United States.
How many is it?
Ass on
it.
I didn't. But I didn't know. New Jersey has one. Exactly. I said this. The same way. That's how my face was there.
In New Jersey, though, ain't nobody say shit about seafood. Well, it was snowing. Yeah, damn, you know, snow up to your ankles.
Ain't nobody gonna say.
I know California has one. I
want
to go to
Texas. Got one.
New Orleans had one.
I know Texas
to Katrina.
One.
To Katrina.
Yeah, Katrina.
Texas got one.
Yeah, that will be. That will be dope.
Hit every
Six Flags. Damn, I ain't know that many Six Flags.
There's a bunch of them though, bro.
I wish I knew that when I was younger. I would've, we'd have definitely just went. Especially when we got early 20s.
Hey, you already know, bro. Like, we got the hell on.
Go to a Six
Flags. We got the hell on.
Cause Six Flags, my shit.
They got a documentary over right now that was in New Jersey. It was one of the most dangerous parts ever.
Yeah. It was a water park.
It was a water park.
Like the slide, you know them slides like at Whitewater, how them bitches.
No, I don't, because I ain't never been.
Well, there. You done seen damn commercials.
It's not going in the water.
You done seen the commercials.
That shit's not going to be the death of me.
It's a lot of people that die there. Water.
You'll actually like it, though, bro, because you. No, I'm saying, like, you won't even have to touch the water.
Ain't getting in no.
No, that's what I'm saying. You won't even have to do that.
If I can't swim, work
you just go hang out at the bar.
I don't get on water rides, dude. Nah. For one, I don't get on water rides because if it got
you won't even have to touch no water at all.
So why the water there?
You just go chill at the bar.
Yeah. Nah, I can do that.
That's what I said. You can just go chill at the bar.
I'd be drunk before I get in there anyway.
That's what I'm saying.
I do like water parks.
No.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't like water.
Now that they put the chemical stuff in it to tell when people pee in it.
Well,
this
shit's been there, didn't
it? Yeah.
This shit's been there, didn't it? Right. But,
that's why I
definitely don't do water rides at theme parks. Because I'd be like, damn, man, I picked played trouble. Like, sat up all night setting up my outfit for me to come get it.
Where? Where you bring a change of clothes?
Fuck that.
Whatever we used to do back in the day.
They'll get on the ride.
When it's time to get on the water ride.
See, them the nigga that gonna get on the water ride and then get on the bridge to wait for the damn water to hit him.
I'm gonna sit there about 2-3 times for it. Let's get it.
I ain't came out, nah.
I'm lit.
Them nigga like that, no.
I'm lit. Thunder River.
What?
I caught up under that waterfall.
I ain't never got caught.
For real.
I was just gonna say, the one time I rode, man.
Yeah. That shit was cold as a motherfucker.
But get what though? The one time I rode that ride and I saw them folk when they got caught up under that shit, I was like, not gonna try my luck.
I know one year we got caught on it. I didn't get caught up under it, but the people that got caught, we got stuck. We got stuck right there. So the people that people just going like, they just taking all the water. Like, oh my God, oh my God. They just sitting there. We like, because it just splashing, you know, in our lap and shit. So then, I think we sat about a good three minutes. Stuck. So then, before you know it, another one of the rafts that came, and it bumped into us and moved us home. Yeah, that shit was so funny, man.
I saw them folks get caught on there and shit. I said, nah, I ain't getting on there no more because I'm going to be the next nigga to get caught. No.
I think I wore a raincoat
once. Lame one shit. We got caught. I got caught like twice that I got wet. But the other time we got caught up on the wind, I just got splashed.
But now that I think about the rides like that, seem kind of safe. I ain't gonna say safe, but I feel better riding on
one of that theme park. Let me look it up. That theme park.
Oh no, them water, bro, the slides. So basically, you know, you get on a water slide, like they have water flowing.
Yeah.
Water flowing down. Bro, them damn turns. Cause like at Whitewater, you gonna kind of go up a little bit on the turn.
You going off.
But you gonna hit one, your ass gonna go down, hit that curry, ass gonna do just like this. It's you. And come off that motherfucker. Cause it was a lady that came off of it.
Now I did see the one on Instagram where they were going down the water slide and the water cut off.
I know that
she
shit.
She got halfway around the curve. Oh, goddamn, when she got one of the water flow.
That shit just stuck.
I said, God damn. Yeah. So I seen this shit. Nah, I ain't doing no water ride. Yeah. Anyway.
But that theme park called Class Action.
What is it?
Class Action.
It was in New Jersey. It was back in like the 80s, early 90s.
Damn, I wish somebody would told that New Jersey had six flags.
We still wouldn't have been able to go.
You right, we wouldn't have been able to go. Yeah. Side New Jersey with no left turning ass.
Right, what?
You can't turn left.
Really?
Yeah, nah,
certain parts of New Jersey, you got to get on the turnpike. Y'all, we got to go right.
You got to hit the
like
turnpike.
Like gas station over here on the left, you got to turn right and go around. And you go straight. I was dead the only thing. And I wasn't even driving.
Nothing to do, put everything on the right.
Bro, I don't understand that shit.
I got to be on the right side.
And I wasn't even driving, and I was frustrated with that shit. Every time he get to a stop sign, you got to turn right. God damn, we trying to get right here, man.
Like, let us ask.
Shit, I walk, bro. We got to do all this.
They got that car right here and walk. Fuck this shit.
Like, so
that shit crazy.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
What part of Jersey were you in?
Trenton. It was in Trenton, New Jersey.
Shout out Trenton, New Jersey. Yep. Motherfuckers can't turn left. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that.
Everything got to be right.
Think about it. You trying to get home.
Yeah, but
you
got to take right. We were trying to get to a gas station. We at the light looking at the goddamn gas
we
station.
Literally.
That nigga hit the blink. Cole sitting next to him said, hey, Cole, you can't turn left. What you mean we can't turn left? That bitch right there, bro. What I'm gonna do? He said, you're gonna have to take the right. Get on the thing, go around, so go straight, and you'll be goddamn. Yeah. It'll be on your right hand side.
Because you're gonna go past the road.
What?
About like how exits be in the city. You're gonna go past the road and you loop around. Like you go over the bridge, exit out, loop around, and go on. No, ain't no bridge in there.
Once he said that and I started paying attention, then I started seeing all the no turn.
No turn.
They had a red with shit. And I'm like, yeah.
So just imagine if I need to come to this building, but I'm right here. Yeah. I'm finna do this, go around, go down. Go around, go down. And then I'm here. That's exactly how. Yeah. That shit crazy.
That part of the reason we drove to Philly, I went to goddamn sleep. We all took 100 right turns, man. We ain't gonna never get to Philly. See.
And then got to Philly and just driving like we in Griffin. All kind of turns.
Yeah, Philly's whatever. Sweet.
Yeah, Philly's sweet.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Side New Jersey, though.
Yep. We'll see you.
Damn.
All right, man. We had that time to get these shot out.
Let's do it.
Teddy,
you can find Teddy Smoke Shop at Teddy_Smoke_Shop. That's on Instagram and Facebook. And Body Honey by Teddy is BodyHoney.byTeddy on Instagram and Body Honey by Teddy on Facebook. Free collection coming out in
April. Hey, catch us at the DSA Podcast on Instagram. I was hoping you stop being background dancer. The DSA Podcast on Instagram. I don't know what I'm doing. Go ahead,
man. You already know, man. It's your cousin, man. Comedian L Boogie, man. Come see me. Facebook, IG, Twitter. Be on the lookout, man. I'm finna try to go in here. I ain't gonna even say finna try. I am going. A few more weeks. I'm going to see what this comedy stage look like.
Voila.
Patchy.
Patchy.
Every fourth Friday. It's up in the city. Every fourth Friday. So yeah, I'm gonna go check the open mic out, man. Y'all pray for you, but you know, throw them up, make sure I do a good job. You know, I do a little something. Tap in. Tap in. Yes, loud.
That's all we got.
Yeah.
Hey, check out the playlist on iTunes, Spotify, DDSA Podcast, volume, what, this is two? No, this season three.
Season
two. You get the old two playing.
Yep.
And that's it, man.
Yes, love.
DSA Podcast, man, and we are
out.